I'm Jim Bertel. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today. AP's Mike Hempen reports Pope Francis's Christmas message at the Vatican addressed the challenges faced by migrants.
Francis said instead of finding acceptance, injustice continues along their journey, where they often face abuse, enslavement, and torture in inhumane detention camps and death during dangerous sea and desert crossings. And once migrants arrive in places where they might have hoped for a dignified life, the Pope said instead they find themselves before walls of indifference.
That is the AP's Mike Hempen. Hong Kong anti-government demonstrators continued their protests on Wednesday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas and used pepper spray on protesters on Wednesday to try to disperse crowds at Christmas-decorated shopping malls and nearby streets. Although there were no major clashes, riot police patrolled past protest hotspots, briefly firing tear gas in Mong Kok. Police have described their responses to the unrest as reactive and restrained. Demonstrators were keen to keep the protests going despite festive celebrations. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leaders have made no concessions to the protesters despite acknowledging their defeat in November's council elections.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. A typhoon left tens of thousands of people stranded in the central Philippines on Christmas Day. The typhoon packed sustained winds of at least 120 kilometers per hour. An activist group in Afghanistan says Taliban insurgents have captured a convoy of 27 peace marchers in western Afghanistan and taken them to an undisclosed location. A spokesman for the People Peace Movement says leaders of his group are in touch with senior Taliban leaders to ensure their safe return. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising U.S. President Donald Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more on this ominous threat.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Helicopters on Wednesday dropped water on the outskirts of the Chilean port city of Valparaiso to extinguish a fire that destroyed about 150 homes. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
A fire in the poor neighborhood of the coastal Chilean city of Valparaiso destroyed dozens of houses on Tuesday, and firefighters struggled to control the blaze. A Reuters witness who spoke to residents learned many fled their homes in the middle of Christmas Eve festivities, some losing all their belongings and even pets. The blaze, fed by high southern hemisphere summer temperatures and strong winds, started in a forested area and spread to the city. Valparaiso, known for its colorful wood frame houses, is popular among tourists in the South American country.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Nighttime drone flights over northeast Colorado remain a mystery to authorities there. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The drones have flown over Phillips and Yuma counties for the last week, according to the Denver Post. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office cannot explain where they're coming from or who is flying them. The FAA, DEA, Air Force, and Army Forces Command all say they don't have information about the drones. There are at least 17 of them with wingspans of 6 feet. They fly between 7 and 10 at night in square patterns like a grid search, making it unlikely they're being flown by hobbyists, according to the Phillips County Sheriff. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, what makes a good Christmas tree? Some celebrities offer their opinions. AP's Margie Saraletta has more.
Dancers Derek Hough and Julianne Hough prefer neutral colors for their Christmas trees. They think white lights are best. Miss America Nia Franklin says she just got her first Christmas tree of her own, a teeny one that's pre-lit. Actor Mario Lopez says he goes for fake trees because he's thrifty. Actor Jordan Fisher says he gets a little crazy at Christmas.
Well, I have eight trees. I'm Mr. Christmas in LA. My house is a winter wonderland. Like the moment that Halloween's done, I'm decorating.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.